Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, getting an update from Aztec Minerals and talking about a recent news release where a new gold-silver target has been identified on the Tombstone Project in Arizona. That is the west side area, obviously on the west of the project and just west of where the company has been drilling. I am chatting with Simon Dykowski, President and CEO of Aztec Minerals. Aztec is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Now, Simon, let's talk about this West Side area. First and foremost, the news release says there's a high potential target here for shallow gold-silver mineralization. Talk to us big picture about what this West Side target could all be about.
Yeah. Hey, Corey, thanks for having me on. And we earlier this week announced two things. One, the West Side target area that we've generated through a data review of historic information related to the open pit mining operation back at Tombstone in the early 1980s. And the second thing we announced was the commencement of our 2024 exploration program, which is starting off with about 2 months of field work. And big picture here, why we're excited, why we put news out, and what we're really focusing now on is this almost like a dog leg left, if you're looking at the plan view, expansion of the planned open pit that was operating throughout the 1980s. And what's really interesting here is this pit was actually focused over an area known as the West Side Mine. And it runs now over 450 meters of expansion terrain to the west of the contention pit, focusing in on the West Side Fissure, the Arizona Queen Fissure. And what these are known for historically is very high grades of silver that were mined underground back at the turn of the last century around 1900, and then formed the basis for an open pit that was supposed to be developed in the early 80s. Now, this plan was not advanced in 1982 as it was anticipated because of the Hunt brothers basically coming in and crashing or manipulating and then crashing the silver market. So, due to that historical quirk of the silver market, the West Side area was shelved for later development, and the mining company that was operating the contention open pit at the time focused more on the north-south trend, which you can also see outlined in our news release, which is really where we've seen most of Aztec's drilling over the past 4 years be concentrated in. So big picture, we're excited because the outline of the pit plan that we found from 1982 will nearly double the area of mineralization that we've been focused on over the last couple of years. So this is leading us now into a field program, mapping, sampling, and modeling a lot of the underground that has driven this initial target. Now, I will also mention that the Tombstone Development Corporation back in the 1980s did do some drilling or did a lot of drilling up and down this West Side area. We unfortunately do not have the assays, the certs, really any information related to that. So we have to go and work this area up again as a new target. But we have the added benefit of knowing that it was studied in the one engineering report that we found to be, you know, a very, very substantial pit plan that would now nearly double the area of mineralization that we've identified should some of the future drilling on this area come in with positive results.
So since you're starting the field work over here and building this up as a new target, how much time do you need to get this drill ready, do you think?
It should happen fairly quickly. We're looking at a time frame of about 45 days to get a drill ready. And so that's kicked off in earnest over the past week. And throughout the month of May and into June, we'll have regular updates on the sampling and mapping and modeling that's coming out of this exercise. And we expect this to culminate in some high priority drill targets that will cover both the West Side area as well as stepping out and infilling in the main contention area as well to really integrate the two zones in our model. And, you know, to us, it's showing a much more significant gold-silver shallow oxide target than what we had been considering previously. So it's really, really game-changing for us. And we're very excited to be working up this target over the past couple months here and past few weeks into the second quarter with, you know, somewhat of a resurgence in the commodity price as well. So the timing couldn't be better for us.
So I'll post figure one from that news release so you all can see where this west side area is compared to the contention pit. What about this area between this west side area and the contention pit? Any potential there of this being just one bigger system?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have that highlighted in our presentation as the sill zone. So we have the west side target zone and the sill zone. And that, as you point out, fills in that area there. It's not as well developed as a target because it obviously didn't have a historic mine plan, but we do see evidence of some of the workings heading south towards that sill target. And that's also where we've seen in our drill data in that part of the pit, some of these structures moving off horizontally towards the west. So topographically, it also works very well as having the potential for, you know, potentially open pit tonnage with a lower strip ratio as well, if that mineralization is present at the shallow depths as it is elsewhere on the property. So the whole thing's growing. And it's growing in a manner that I think will support a robust model in the future.
So now that that exploration program has started for this year, what sort of news should we be looking out for in terms of, I guess, further targeting, further refining drilling?
Yeah, you know, the first thing that you should look out for is the 3D model of the west side target, and that will really build on the pit expansion plan that we've already posted publicly, which shows the outline of the planned pit, but it'll show in 3D, you know, where the underground workings were, where those high-grade silver structures were mined out in large stopes, and why we think there's, you know, very compelling probability that the hanging wall and footwall mineralization will carry and support bulk tonnage mining. So that'll be the first news release. Then we'll have some of the results from the sampling up and down that trend. So we're working to get those samples rushed and have some hard numbers, you know, at least at surface supporting these drill targets. And then those will all integrate into the drill plan, the meters, the collar locations, and the structures that we're planning to test with an upcoming reverse circulation drill program, mainly focused on the west side area and then expanding back into the contention open pit to integrate the two targets into one unified model.
So does that really sum up kind of the focus here? If you're looking at the footwall here in terms of where some of the past mining had been done, just to prove out that, look, there is still silver material there that could be economic at these prices. So the focus, not just at contention, but all these other areas, is looking where they mined before and drilling right beside that.
Well, that's just a continuation of what we've already been focusing on in our last few campaigns. So in almost every hole that we've drilled in the 51 that we've put up and down the contention open pit, we have hit at least one stope and in many times multiple stopes. And that's exactly what we want to be doing. Obviously, it's a little bit challenging drilling through stopes, which, you know, can be addressed with the right technology and care and obviously the right drillers. And we've been successful in cases where we've drilled through up to four stopes in one drill hole and successfully continued to regain circulation in the drill hole. But that's what we want to see. That's where the highest grades were mined out. But now what's left in today's modern pricing context is high grade for open pit material in many cases. So you can see in the other image in our news release from Monday, the West Side 1982 pit expansion plan section view along the fissure. And you can see exactly what I'm talking about. You can see the pink area, which is where it was mined out back in the day, 100 plus years ago, and the blue area where in the early 80s, that was planned to be open pitted and heap leach. So presumably, you know, those ran an attractive grade for processing. We think that in today's climate, that'll look even better at $2,300 gold and $27 silver.
So Simon, do you think you'll be drilling this new target and broadly this project sometime soon this year?
Absolutely. That is the plan, to be drilling soon and this year, depending obviously on the outcome of this first phase of exploration.
Now, would you be at least starting to move towards some sort of a resource at this project, or is it still just very much exploration, drilling, new discovery focused?
You know, it's crazy after 51 holes, but after making this discovery of the West Side Zone, it's pure exploration still. Perhaps once we integrate these two trends, the north, south, and the east, west, with a grid drill pattern, that'll be the time to put it into a public resource. But at this point, you know, we see nothing but discovery upside, you know, especially drilling off to the west here, and we can't wait to get the drill rig organized and get working on it.
Do you have the cash available to get in there and drill then when you do refine these targets?
We certainly will. We would never sign a drill contract without having the cash in hand. And we've got lots of, I think, opportunities over the coming weeks and months to really show what we think we have here. And, you know, on the basis of that, cash will come in from the correct sources.
All right, Simon, thanks for this update. I'll post a link to that news release. As I said, I'll also put post figure one, so that map that you all can see where this West Side area is. Please have a read over that news. Email me with any follow-up questions, and I'll get Simon to address those. Simon, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate the update.
Hey, thanks very much. Have a great day.